Hey, Dog Pound, I'm talking to you. Start the season off with the freshest Cleveland Browns gear. Visit the team shop at First Energy Stadium or shop on the official Browns mobile app. Time to bark, Dog Pound. You can check out that new stadium, that renovated stadium. It's not a new stadium, but it's newly renovated stadium. Part of the $120 million phase one is near completion. Should be all but done or all done, and we hope by Saturday, but certainly this week. The team feeling confident enough to have a media tour that's going to be tomorrow at the stadium so media can check out the upgrades, especially to the scoreboard and other places. Our own Kevin Jones from ClevelandBrowns.com will be there. And we encourage you, when I bring that up, to check out our website, ClevelandBrowns.com. Great video by my man Nathan Zagura every day. Kevin Jones's written piece, yours truly's written piece, Carucci's Call. We want you to, and this show, everything else that you can, anything and everything you can get in the way of Browns content on that.
Right there.
On that website and on the Browns app and so forth. All right, let's go to yesterday. Brian Hoyer met with the media. And one of the questions he was asked, and I think this is a good one to get his perspective, is there a sense of relief now that you're the starter?
No, I mean, I think for me it's excitement. And, you know, this is what I worked for a whole year to get back to. And obviously it's good to move forward and move on with the decision being made and just get back to work, get ready for St. Louis. Like I said all along, you know, it's been my mentality this whole offseason training camp, you know, to come out here and act like the starter and be the starter. And so now that it's official, we can just move on and get ready for St. Louis.
Brian Hoyer, obviously, I think you can just see it. Happier, calmer, more relaxed, more focused now that he has been named the starter. But he has not, he didn't earn this job as much as Johnny Manziel didn't take it from him. And he was asked if he can assure fans that after Monday night's game that things are going to be okay on offense.
Well, I think we're just going to go out and keep working and getting better. We came out in, you know, a hot, humid day, short rest, and we had a great practice today. And that's all you can do is you need to come out and improve every day. You either get better or you get worse. And obviously we were all disappointed in how things played out on Monday night. But I think, you know, for us, we're just consistently trying to get better. And you need to be better and consistent when you are doing things well. So obviously it's always a work in progress, but you know, we were all disappointed and it really embarrassed with the way, you know, things came out Monday night. But you got to put it, you know, we watched the film, learn from those mistakes and look forward.
You know, I don't know how he's going to assure fans or anybody that there's going to be an improvement. I mean, that's the goal. And I think there are other variables that go with improving or looking good in preseason games. But for his part, having the starting job, you hope that's one thing you check off the list for him to be in a better frame of mind. No alternating with another quarterback, Johnny Manziel or anybody else, would be another factor you would think that would help make the performance better. But he was asked this, and I think this is an interesting question. Coming back from that torn ACL he suffered last October, has that affected the accuracy of his throwing?
No, I don't think so. I think there's times where I come out in camp and I'm putting balls exactly where I need to be. So I don't really attest that to anything other than just trying to work out the kinks. And you know, there's no excuse for it. You just got to do it because we do it out here every day.
And the accuracy has been a hallmark of his career, and that's something that he's struggled with thus far. But you hope that now that he gets every rep, that he's got the mental confidence that he is the guy. And then there's the other part. Will the offense now be built around what he does well, not have to be built around things that he can do and things that Johnny Manziel can do? And he was asked about how the offense will be tailored to what he does best.
I mean, I think that's what we've done all along. I don't think, you know, unless you guys don't think I can run the read option. I mean, you know, and even that, I've gotten work with that. So I think everything that we've done, I'm capable of doing. And, you know, I think if you look at Kyle's history, he's so versatile in the things that he does, whether it's top rushing attack, top passing attack, balance. I mean, I think we can do so many things very well, but we just have to continue to improve. I mean, obviously, you know, the other night it didn't look that way, but I see how we practice. I see how we played in the Detroit game. Obviously, we shot ourselves in the foot a few times, but I think we can be a very potent offense.
Well, it was – I love the way he answered that too, making a joke about the read option thing, because – if need be, can he run that play? Yeah, there are read option packages for quarterbacks who don't have great mobility, and he falls into that category. They're not going to make any kind of living off of that with him at quarterback, but I think there are some of those plays in there. He knows that. I think they've I know, and he's said it, that they've practiced some of those plays with Brian Hoyer. I think the real key to seeing him clean up what we saw Monday night and maybe feel a little better, Nathan, goes back to this running game and how the defense plays this Browns team. Because, again, it's not a game plan thing, but it is a sort of a general philosophy. And the Redskins, Jim Haslett did this and told me before. I'd covered Jim for his entire playing career from his rookie year when he played in Buffalo. So I've gotten to know him well through the years. And he just gave me a little, in his own subtle way, a tip-off as to what they were going to do when I talked with him pregame at FedEx Field. Defensively, it was going to be all about contain and rush. They were going to get after Brian Hoyer, and I think the O-line actually did a very good job in protection. But for Johnny Manziel's sake, you were going to see less commitment of numbers of rusher and more, you know, back-end support. And you saw how they did that, how they kind of crisscrossed people. It was really kind of a neat concept, but it left the middle of the field open for the running attack. And that's where the Browns were exploiting that. You saw on that one play, the third down play, when the Browns, for the first drive, right, they were buried, and Ben Tate, I think, got like 19 yards on a third and 21. So, and why did that happen? Because you saw how wide everybody else was, because it was designed to just do a blitz thing, and they maintained that throughout the game, so they got some success running the football. I want to see that against this Rams defensive front, which is also known for its pressure and its ability to get people upfield, and we'll see how legit it is, and how long do you need to leave Ben Tate in that first unit offense out there. I'm guessing a half. I'm guessing Hoyer goes a pretty much a full half. You think he might need even more than that?
I would go, if things are good and you get a good half out of him, that's fine, because you don't want to risk any injury. But I think this team could use as much time together as they can. So whether it's a half or whether it's three quarters, that's fine. Now, the other thing, too, is,
do you play Tate that long? Would you play Tate the full half?
I think you're going to work Weston with him as well.
Right. With the first unit.
Yeah, with the first unit. The other thing about it is, and one of the questions that people are getting or raising now that Brian Hoyer has been named starter, is how does Johnny Manziel get better if he's not really getting any reps? And the other way to do that is to give him, you know, the second half in this preseason game, and then to give him the entire fourth preseason game. Let him get as many live reps as possible. So
I agree.
I think that's something that could factor into the decision there. Now, Brian Hoyer won the job. He is the starter. Johnny Manziel didn't win the job. He is not the starter. And he was asked about his reaction to the quarterback decision.
You know, I mean, it's obviously disappointing, but I think at the same time, I said this from day one, from the very first day I got here, is that don't let this competition overcome anything. Just come out and try and get better. And, I mean, I feel like if I would have came out and played better, it would have been a different outcome. I don't think I played terrible, but I didn't do anything to really jump off the page. I think I made strides and got better throughout the training camp, and that's what I wanted to do. So, I mean, obviously it's disappointing, but at the same time, I want what's best for this team moving forward, and I'm going to continue to come out here every day and give it my all and continue to get better as a quarterback, and that's all I can do.
I agree with that perspective. The job could have been his, or it could have been taken by him just by design, by the way it was set up, and by the true closeness of the competition. And it was only close because neither guy was doing much to separate himself, so the only thing Hoyer really had as a true advantage was experience, but in the case of Manziel, he had to do more things that were special. He knew he didn't. He knew he fell short of that. So he spoke the truth there.
He certainly did speak the truth.
It could have been a different outcome. He knows that. The answer that he gave yesterday that has raised eyebrows and certainly caused some people to have some thoughts, and we're going to share those on this one. Would he have done anything differently now that he knows he didn't win the job?
Not a single thing. There's nothing I would have changed, nothing I would do differently. I feel like if I would have came out and made some plays and done better in the last 2 weeks, then it could have been a different outcome. But no, I don't feel that I would have gone back and done anything differently.
All right, so the unspoken part of this is, in that answer, off the field.
I'll tell you, I would watch that quote with, and we were watching some of the press conference last night, with my wife Alyssa, and she was not a fan of that particular quote. She thought it made him come off
poorly. She's a very smart woman, and she has a strong
sense of justice. And so, she was taken aback by that, because clearly, if the issue that everybody is citing for Johnny is knowledge base and his ability to pick up the playbook, et cetera, and have command over the verbiage, that's just a matter of time and dedication. So if you wanted going into your rookie season to put in absolute the most effort possible, you're probably not doing some of the things that Johnny Manziel did. Now, I also think it is totally reasonable that you could have been putting in maximum effort and still had a good time. But I think that, you know, if you come out and prove it, that gives you more carte blanche to say, I wouldn't have changed anything. When you come out and you still have not mastered something that really is a matter of time, because we know he's a very intelligent young man, then that's why where maybe you would look back and say, why didn't I play well? Why did I not see that read? Why was I not able to decipher what was happening on the other side of the field that would allow me to see a guy streaking down the seam on the backside wide open for a touchdown?
And that was the risk that he took with his Twitter/Instagram summer, because those bad pictures and I use the word bad look of those pictures,
sure,
because they didn't look like the dedicated guy. They raised those questions. Those photos and the thought that he was just having a good time, and you were assuming from that, which is wrong to do, that he wasn't putting in any study. As you said, he might very well have done both. He might very well have put in every bit as much time as any other player on this team studying his position, although quarterback requires even more. And he might very well have found a way to do that. But we were at least led to believe that he had other things on his mind that he felt were more important than focusing on what he should have been focusing on. And then I called it a risk because the result on the field was what it was, which was a guy who didn't look ready, a guy who looked every bit as troubled about figuring out this offense and play calling as he was in the offseason before the break came and before those weekends came along that seemed to take him away from it. And we know this team, the higher-ups of this team spoke with him, that the coach addressed certain things with him in terms of those photos, that the general manager had a talk with him, Ray Farmer. So we know that it was enough of a concern of the team, players spoke about it as well, that it was a legit issue, and this is the other part of this, could the players trust that he would be their leader? And I think he's given them every reason to question that, right down to the bird flip in the game, which I don't think was a massive deal, but it did not speak of strong leadership focus. It just spoke of punkish behavior. It didn't give a sense of confidence, I don't think, to the Joe Thomases or the Alex Max to say, oh, he's just being a competitor and we love competitors. No, it looked like you were being a guy who has rabbit ears, who hears everything and responds to everything versus focus, professional, understand this goes with the turf. Just focus on the job.
Well, and it speaks to poise, you know, where you
yeah,
being, where
focus
you staying
on the job.
Poised.
Because yes, they'll get you. That opens just a bad door for you because everybody wants that mental edge. That's as old as the game is. All right, and what else do we want to and asking him how watching how is he going to get better during the season without getting as many reps?
I think it'll be great. I mean, like I said, when I first got to A&M, if people would have seen me, they would have said, no way this guy goes on to do what I've done in the past 2 years, 3 years. So for me, it's sitting back. I remember there was a time when I was at A&M and I had to sit there in red shirt. It was hard. It was frustrating. But at the same time, I got a lot better in that year and a half that I had there to sit and learn and watch. So like I said, whenever my number is called, whenever it's my time, I mean, I'll be ready.
All right, that was Johnny Manziel. And listen, he redshirted. A lot of people forget that before going on to be the Heisman Trophy winner. Entered that camp the year that he won the Heisman, not expected to win the job, and he won it. So he's a guy who has dealt with this before. I think that, again, this is going to ultimately be a good thing for him, a humbling thing where he realizes that he did not beat out a journeyman quarterback who, quite frankly, had an average camp at best. Maybe that's being kind. I don't know. So we'll see what happens there. When we come back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we'll have Mike Pettine's post-practice presser just a few moments ago that happened after the Browns got off the practice field here on a Thursday in Berea.